Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last 3 Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week we're taking on the music establishment. Why the establishment? Well, because they've established some shit and we don't like it. Joining us this week is actress, comedian, and part of the comedic CLE empire that is ruling the internet and venues all around Cleveland, Megan Brodigan.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry I'm so distracted right now and probably louder than everybody else, but that's just generally how I am in life. But thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited.
So is it comedic CLE or is it comedic CLE or is it both?
It's comedic CLE, but whatever you say is fine.
Oh, no,
like, we'll accept anything, but we call it comedic CLE because it's a play on words. Like, it's comedic CLE.
Ah,
and it's also comedic CLE.
And I'm a sucker for puns and shit. So like that's funny that that's what it is because comedically, I get it.
Exactly, it's like a real word.
But yeah, I mean,
spell it differently.
This is basically sucking up because what are we, Shear? We're fucking nominated.
Yeah,
for
a couple of different categories.
Well, he is. I'm only one.
So you got best male comedian, Jeremy Shear, right?
No, he's that. I'm just part of the hate flow.
Best podcast. Let
Best
hate
podcast.
Flow through you.
That one definitely I'm part of.
Yes.
And we're going to riot if we don't win.
I mean, we should, but that's besides the point. I'm nominated for a bunch of shit. Jordan's nominated for fattest faggot.
Oh, that was
Wait,
a good
is
one.
It a category?
Yeah.
I missed that one. My bad.
He's also nominated for stretchiest butthole and dick sucking his lips.
Only because
you had to rewrite
dick
this
sucking
whole script.
Like, well, what, like the pretty, what do you, fuckable lips? I mean, I would definitely win. Shear's been telling me that I've had fuckable lips for years. So
you know, that's why he has to grow a mustache to cover the goods. Otherwise, you'd have people walking around with boners all day.
Honestly, I've said this before, the reason I have this facial hair is because I'm going bald. I mean, it's not just because I want to look like Anton LaVey and I'm into Satan and shit. It's because, like, hopefully, because I'm bald, a bald white guy, like, maybe people will think I'm Mexican because of my, some kind of Latino because of my facial hair, because I don't ever want to be perceived as a racist, as I've talked about on stage before. And it can get, but like that's also the reason that
I don't think you're ever going to be perceived as Latino though. I don't know.
I do go by El Jordano Diablo.
Okay.
I just need to get a tan.
Yeah, right? You know me well.
I'm like
so
Latino.
I don't know. I'm like the whitest white girl.
I'm Latino with vitiligo. That's what I am.
Keep telling yourself that.
You don't even have the like dark on spots.
No, but I do have psoriasis. I do have psoriasis.
Okay, so you can.
That's what I'll play it off.
Reddish, tannish.
Yeah, right. I guess I should.
I really wish I would have. I wouldn't have known that you had psoriasis all this time, because I just figured, you know, you had some sort of Kaposi sarcoma. But
if we're gonna talk about skin diseases and skin rashes, I wouldn't be throwing too many. I wouldn't be casting too many stones there. And you're drying everything on high heat, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I had bed bugs. All right, so
welcome, Megan. This is what we do on this show.
Thanks, guys.
This is what's nominated for best podcast in Cleveland.
I love it.
Nominated for best podcast in Cleveland. Jeremy and Jordan projecting on each other.
Yeah. Right. A lot of skin infections apparently. I'm
and cool. a lot of vomit.
A lot of me calling Jordan gay. All right. So, Megan, why do you hate famous singers who can't really sing?
It's just so frustrating to hear all the pop singers on the radio these days. And to just the fact that they got this fame, and what comes with fame is all the money. Like, they are rich as all hell. And they can't even, like, really sing. And then just to think about, like, all the people that I know personally, or like just so many people who are maybe struggling financially or whatever, who are so much more talented than these people, but you know, those people got the fame for whatever, you know, nepotism or because they just already were rich or whatever.
Well, like, who's a pop star that can sing that you do like? Because I can name one.
Okay, like, I love Beyonce.
Okay, Beyonce is...
She can sing. I love her.
That's a good answer. Pink would be my answer.
Pink can blow.
She is.
Yeah.
That last record she did...
I don't listen to her stuff. Like, I'm not a huge fan, but
like,
I was not...
Like, I always liked her. Out of all those, like, out of all the pop stars that came out around that time, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, blah, 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 all of them, like, Pink was always the one I was like, oh, she's got attitude. Like,
She's and, more like a rock.
Yeah, and she's always been like credited as writing a lot of her own stuff. And the last record she did, up until that point, I had never listened to a full record that she had put out until this last one. And it's just like banger after banger after banger.
Yeah.
It's called Beautiful Trauma. I would check it out if I were you.
I want to say I just watched her do the national anthem for something. Was it for the Super Bowl? I don't remember.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Okay, it was for something. But, like, I felt for her because she, first of all, the national anthem is really, really hard. It's a really hard song. But she was, like, super sick when she had to perform it. And so then all these people were, like, criticizing her afterward, like, saying she, like, did a horrible job or whatever. But, dude.
You can't do worse than Macy Gray when she did it, like, 20 years ago. And
oh,
like,
I missed that.
Oh, it was,
Macy Gray could never sing, though.
No, but it was at, I'm pretty sure it was at, like, the Hall of Fame game, and
oh,
like, and,
right,
and
she's from Canton.
Oh. So and like, if you go back, like, she's clearly on some kind of pills or booze or something, and she was fucked up and it sounded like shit and everybody thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's gotta suck. But like, it's like one of the biggest highlights of your career. You're singing the national anthem in front of millions and millions of people and you're sick or whatever,
right?
Oh,
or a drug addict.
Or a giant. Yeah.
Stop looking at me
some
when you say
that.
Some
things you can control, some things.
It's look like looking in a mirror, dude.
A funhouse mirror.
Yeah, a Jewish mirror. It's
makes,
like a...
Makes you skinnier and more handsome.
What mirror are you fucking looking
Do
into?
Do we have those types of mirrors?
No, those things don't exist. This isn't fucking Harry Potter world.
Yeah, well, I've got some Bertrand's beans for you to put in your mouth. It's got many flavors.
Let's just stop with that.
Alright.
So who, like, on your number one list of, like, fuck that bitch?
Dude, Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
And I know, like, I've heard that some people might defend her, or she's gotten maybe good reviews or something. I cannot stand Miley Cyrus. Okay. She just can't. Okay.
With her dumb tongue hanging out.
Yes, there's a difference between... You can stay on pitch and you can carry a tune. There's a difference between carrying a tune and actually being able to sing and being a good singer. A lot of people can carry a tune and stay on pitch, but you can't sing. You don't have a pretty voice. I feel that way about Miley Cyrus.
Party in the USA is a jam.
No,
it's a pop song. But I'm not saying it's good as far as, like, her talent, because she doesn't have any.
No. And And then I saw, I don't know if she's, I don't think she still is, but she used to be a judge on The Voice. You guys ever watch that show?
And I did not watch
it. I know what it is, but I've never watched
it. Okay, it's just like American Idol, but personally I like it better. I think that the contestants are better. It's super talented people, and the judges were always awesome. But to have Miley Cyrus as a judge, judging these, all these people can sing better than Miley Cyrus, and she's the judge of that? Like, that drives me crazy.
It's all about money.
I hate that.
It's all about money.
I know,
I
right?
will say, I don't know, watch who's more talented, smart. Her or her father?
Ew, gross.
I know, right?
That was so gross.
Right.
Achy Breaky Heart or Party in the USA? Like, what are we talking about here?
It's like, if you do like Mary Fuck.
That's the only Achy Breaky Heart, that's the only Billy Cyrus thing I know.
Like, Mary Fuck Kill, you get Miley Cyrus, yourself, or Billy Ray Cyrus. I'd kill myself, fuck Miley, and kill. Or wait, and what's the other one? Mary. No, I wouldn't want to. Wait, I guess I would.
Yes,
want
yeah.
Yeah,
he's got, no, he's got money. Fuck it. He's got money and a mullet. Like, I'll guess I'll marry him.
I didn't know you could ever include yourself on Mary Fuck Kill. That changes the whole game.
No, it is. It's game changer.
No, yeah. I would. Marry Miley Cyrus. Fuck.
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus. I would marry.
That's how little she matters.
Marry Miley Cyrus, fuck Miley Cyrus, and kill Miley Cyrus.
What? Okay. That's like,
I accept.
That's like a weird math problem. Like, you're just timesing everything by one. And
well,
yeah, I get it. Like, she just goes out naked on everything. Like, all the VMAs, she gets naked.
But I guess she stopped doing that now. She's stepped away from, like, the parental advisory shit. She's trying to get back into, like, being a wholesome character. Yeah. It's like, we've all seen pictures.
Yeah,
like,
she's...
Whatever.
And I feel like she's crazy that way. Like, she puts herself out there and does really controversial shit, like the VMAs or whatever, on big stages. But at the same time, I'm always like, well, maybe she has some mental illness that I'm not aware of, and who am I to judge what her actions are, because anybody might act crazy.
Look,
and different.
She's a spoiled little brat. That's what she is.
But, you know... All of that aside, I always think that she can't fucking sing, but she has all these... Am I allowed to curse on this show?
Yeah.
She has
it's
all
fucking,
these...
It's internet radio. It's the Wild West.
She has all these songs. She's famous for being a pop star and a pop singer, and she can't sing. She's right. Just throaty. Like, she's just like... Hurr. I don't even know how to...
No, that's... if you watch the Bill Murray Christmas special, you can get the best example of that when she sings... She sings something with Bill Murray on that, and,
Wait,
know.
Bill Murray can sing?
Bill Murray does this weird Christmas special where he has guests come on and sing Christmas songs.
Oh, my God.
And I know Miley Cyrus was a part of it. I don't remember who she was singing with, but...
That's so... That couldn't have been
I know
Bill
her
tongue
choice, wasn't
right? Bill Murray didn't pick Miley Cyrus.
I mean, I'm sure Bill Murray picks whatever woman he can take a swat at.
Oh, gross.
Why would you say that?
Because Bill Murray is infamous for that. You should do your fucking homework on your heroes.
I think
buddy.
You're just making shit up.
I'm not making that up. Bill Murray has a bit of the old Italian in him. But at any
I love
rate,
Bill Murray.
I'm gonna
I hate Miley Cyrus, man.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna neglect that. I'll get back to you on how I feel about Bill Murray.
Yeah, well.
I like him. I can't believe that he would have any control in picking his. Performers on that show.
Netflix probably threw him a bunch of fucking money, and he was like, "Get me this person." I could totally see because nobody would expect it. Like nobody would who was the fucking dickbag that bought the Wu-Tang record that they only released one
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, alright, and there was a clause in there that they were allowed to make one attempt to steal it back from that guy, and it had to be done by Bill Murray. So like him having weird shit, like is I believe that. I believe him being like, yeah, get me Miley Cyrus, just because he's probably like, I'm Bill Murray, I bet I could get Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Whoever the most controversial bitch is. Right? I feel like Miley Cyrus is, like, the way she sings, how she can't at all, and her vocal range is, like, one step above Biz Markie's vocal range.
Okay. Okay.
And I only know that one song, but come on, Miley Cyrus is not much better than that.
Well, I mean, Biz Markie, Just a Friend, is genius because it's all about Biz Markie's unrequited love, because obviously he's not going to get that lady with the You Got What I Need. It's off key. It's terrible.
It's horrible.
I love it.
Miley Cyrus is equal to that, except for the...
So do you hate pop stars who can't sing or just Miley Cyrus?
Mostly Miley. No, other... So, like, okay, there's a bunch of pop stars that can't sing, which is really frustrating. Kesha...
Are you a singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I grew up doing musical theater.
Okay.
And singing, but then when you listen to the radio and you hear all these pop stars, and you're like, oh my god, like, not that I'm something great, but they suck so badly that I could do it better than them, and here I am struggling to pay my bills, and they're rich as fuck, and they have no talents.
Here you are, bitching on the podcast, nominated for best podcast in Cleveland.
Sorry, I'm making a name for myself.
Hey, if this is the way you're gonna do it, I'm fine with that.
Dude, like, okay, I never listened to her albums, but just based on what I heard on the radio, for a long time, Kesha, I was like, I hate Kesha, her songs suck. I can't even name one. I hate her. She can't sing. Until she released one new song. I don't know what it's called. Praying or something. It's a ballad. But she blows on that. Like, it's so good. She sings her heart out on that song. So now I'm kind of like, I hated Kesha. And now I'm like, okay, Kesha can sing.
I love Kesha.
She can sing.
I always like Kesha.
Really?
Even,
do you know the song I'm talking about? The new one?
No, I don't know any new music.
Okay.
I stopped paying attention to new music in the mid-2000s.
Neither of us listen to the radio.
Okay.
Yeah. The only time I ever hear shit was like when at my old job, which I don't have no more. But got a new one, a better one.
Yeah.
More to come on that at another point. But no, like, I would hear certain shit and be like, oh, what's this? This sounds good. That's how I heard that. Oh, no, you know what? How I heard Pink's new shit was on SNL. When she did, this past season, she did SNL, and, like, I was really, really drunk and stoned, and me and my girlfriend were laying in bed. And we were just, like, talking, and then, like, Pink came on, so we were, like, I was like, oh, ignore it. Like, I don't really care. And then, like, I was like, wait, this song's good. And I kept, like, looking back, and I was, like, really stoned, really drunk, and I was like, oh, this is actually really good. That's how I found that out. But, like, Kesha, what was the big song she had that, like, with everybody, I forget.
I don't know.
Don't stop. That one.
How did that go?
Well, and now
doesn't highlight her vocals.
No, but like people love her now. Like she's like people worship at that.
Yeah.
I just don't give a fuck.
No,
I don't care.
The previous podcast I did before Let the Hate Flow Through You, Tough Scene Cleveland, one of our segments was the producer's questions for Kesha. It would basically be stuff that she wanted to ask Kesha, but we'd ask the guests that we had instead. I thought it was a good idea, but I always liked Kesha because she just seemed like somebody that I would hang out with.
Really?
If
I think about Kesha and think about Jeremy Shear, how would these two people hang out together? I would have never put that together.
Yeah, well, she tried to give Jerry Seinfeld a hug, remember? And he said, no thanks.
No, I don't remember that
I
either.
Didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, like, who's another one that you hate?
Okay, I got a lot of people on my list here. You guys have probably... I thought about this before I came on this podcast thinking, okay, Jeremy and Jordan probably never watched these shows. Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Do not.
No, negative.
The only trash TV I watch is wrestling related.
Some of our listeners, I'm sure, like Real Housewives of Atlanta, so...
Okay, so I don't like all the Real Housewives, but Atlanta I watch, and I like that show. It's garbage, but I like it. Guilty pleasure. So there's this lady on there, and only because of her reality show and because of her connections to this other lady named Candy, she's super talented. She wrote songs and produced songs for TLC
For
like tons of major hip hop artists. She's amazing. But just because she knows her and that connection, this lady, what's her name? Kim, I think. She recorded her own album and she released this single called "The Ring Don't Mean a Thing." And if you've ever heard it, they praise her and say, this is great, you're amazing, you sound great, you're a singer, you're a pop artist. And it's the worst thing I've ever heard. I don't know if you guys
I've never
Google it or look it up, but she's like,
the ring didn't mean a thing.
I mean, that's a pretty good impression. That's what she sounds like.
I've heard that. It is really bad.
I'd rather just continue to listen to, like, when RuPaul puts out a single that's, like, the same song every time, because it's better than anything I hear.
I don't listen to RuPaul any day.
My girlfriend just got me hooked on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Drag Race?
It's
amazing.
Funny. It's so fun. Good. It's so much fun.
I've been binge watching Fab Five on Netflix.
What's Fab Five?
Okay, so they used to have, right, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Which
was
they just
like
put
10 years
Netflix.
Ago.
Yeah,
they did a reboot on Netflix recently. I binge watched it. But, oh my god, yeah, it's just so frustrating that people like. You're already rich and famous on a reality show, so you know this lady. So I'm a singer, and let me put out this record. And
well, did they do a whole process on the reality show for making the record? Is that why it got done, or was it just aside from the reality show?
Well, what do you mean? Like it was like a bit that they were doing on the reality show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was on the reality show. It was a whole like episode, I'm sure, about Kim is recording her album with Candy.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. But it's just a ridiculous concept, even to begin with. Like, okay, you're a real housewife. That's your claim to fame. And now you're like, you want to be something more, and you think that you're a good singer.
Well, I mean, it's that shit happens all the time. I mean, the Cash Me Outside girl has a single. I'm trying to, like, there.
She has a single? Like a singer?
Their fame isn't necessarily, like, Miley Cyrus or the lady from fucking Real Housewives or of whatever, like, their fame is not predicated on if they can sing or not. It's their appeal to the general public.
Yeah.
So, I
How
mean,
many
I,
followers
I can
have?
See, yeah, I can see it bothering somebody who, like, does have a voice and is, like, classically trained. I was in two musicals.
Which
in
ones?
Of course.
I love musicals, you guys.
So do I. It's a big thing. He calls me gay all the time.
Of
the I Sing.
Oh no! Oh no! Loving musicals doesn't make you gay, you sweet boy!
Yeah, my girlfriend said the other day, she's like, I wouldn't be surprised if I was a beard. That's fine. But no, I was in Of the I Sing, just like chorus, and what was the other thing? My Favorite Year.
Oh.
One was they were both obscure, but they were both
okay.
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
My Favorite Year is basically like, there's like a TV studio who's putting on like a variety show in the 50s, I think. I think it takes place in the 50s. And they have like a guy who's basically Errol Flynn. And he's like, they try to like get him together. And he's like a drunk and an asshole. And then Of the I Sing, that was like, God, that was so long ago, like 15 years ago. Maybe even longer than that. It took place in the 40s. And it was about a guy running for president, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. Like, maybe running against FDR or something. I don't exactly remember, but that was the first one I was ever in.
That's
and I just did chorus shit.
Nice. I love musicals. That's
Me
my
too.
Jam. That's why I
can
talk
love,
all day about
it,
Broadway.
Yeah, we could talk.
Can we make this a Broadway musical podcast?
How have I been in more musicals than you, Jordan?
Jeremy, any thoughts on Broadway?
I don't know.
Well, that's not breaking news. At any rate, no, it was a Nehemiah, Godspell, Ransom of Red Chief.
I love Godspell so much.
Yeah.
See, I'm like the hipster of musicals in this room. I was like, yeah, I was in the obscure ones.
Those were very obscure. I've never heard of it.
Check them out. I remember the soundtrack, the whatever, to My Favorite Year was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I remember that.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure Of the I Sing was a Rodgers and Hammerstein. Pretty sure it was. But
nice.
Like, I grew up on like one of them, like, you know, when you're a kid and you have like your everyday movie or the movie you watch like three times a day.
Yeah.
I had a billion of those, and one of mine was Sound of Music.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
I grew up on Sound of Music.
Yeah.
My mom pushed Fiddler on the Roof on me. Mm-hmm. It's.
You guys Jewish? What is
it's
that?
Because he's Jewish. That's why.
She pushed it on you. You're gonna learn about these people, you fat little boy.
But keep in mind, my mom's Jehovah's Witness, so
yeah.
It's like she's like
oh
trying
my gosh.
To teach me about the old chosen people, not the new chosen people.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't love classical.
These are the people sitting on our real estate.
like the King, all the Rodgers and Hammerstein stuff, but like
yeah.
Sound of Music is like probably my like. all-time favorite, and then, like, growing up, probably Rocky Horror, like,
nice.
Shit like that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like
more those. Alternative, contemporary stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie! That is, like, so
It's
fun.
A really good movie.
It is.
I
it
love
is.
It. It's
the so Clockwork fun. Orange part in that's really great.
Wait, which part is that?
That, when he first, like, when he's living in Long Beach, and he's, like, sleeping on the bench in Long Beach.
Yes, and
like, the
droogs
come up, and the droogs come up and beat him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're about to meet, and Kyle Gass saves him, and he has that wig. He has the Kyle Gass has the long hair wig on.
Yes.
But yeah, I can. I mean, yeah, musicals I can talk, but this is not about
too.
What we
I
love.
Know.
It's about what we
this
hate.
Is not a yeah,
Julie Andrews, she could fucking sing.
Oh, Julie Andrews is God.
Yeah,
she's
great. I love Julie Andrews.
Oh my God, that's just
she
what's
put
so
she pulled her titties out in a movie.
She
Wait,
did?
She did.
Oh yeah.
Which movie?
Alan Smithy presents Burn Hollywood Burn.
Okay.
What? Okay. Let's Google that movie. Note to self. Check out Julie
out
Andrews.
I will be looking that up. I want to see
Boobs and Bush.
Julie Andrews. Oh, definitely. Back then, for sure.
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We're
just rolling with it. Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is there anybody that showed, like, a shaven vagina on film prior to, like, the 90s?
This is what this podcast
I'm
is
sure,
turned into.
I bet there had to have been.
No, like, I'm not talking about porn. I'm talking about film.
Like
full frontal classic film.
Yeah.
And not, like, a kid?
No, not a kid. Jesus Christ, no.
Ew, that seems creepy.
No, I mean, there's nudity in, like, fucking old movies of, like,
yeah.
What's the, when they would go shoot tribes and shit. Not shoot them with guns, but I'm sure they ended up doing that too. But
all the National Geographic stuff.
Yeah, like that, like that kind of shit. I wasn't saying it to be a fucking perv.
I don't think you're a perv.
I know you're a perv.
Well, yeah, I am, but not in that way.
Definitely.
But yeah, no. Bring the 70s back. Bring the 70s 80s back. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the hair down there. But what can I say?
I'm sure we've covered this on this show many a times.
Yeah.
A hot topic.
Is it really?
I don't know. Apparently, if you guys covered it on the show.
No, it's just that we're creeps and we talk about what we like. That's really all it comes down to.
We have to balance out the hate with what we love. And
yeah.
It's pubic hair. It's pubic hair.
Positivity.
And that's it. That's
everything.
The only thing I like.
Pubic positivity. That's going to be...
pee-pee.
Yeah. When Shira and I run for president and vice president in 2020, our platform's going to be pubic hair.
I would vote for that.
A pee-pee platform.
I would vote for that.
A pubic hair in every garage. A pubic hair in every cola. All right, so you've got
Miley Cyrus had a bush, just for the record.
Dude, really? I just can't.
She's
probably gross and overgrown and not trimmed and can't stay on pitch either.
That's how I like it. That's how I like it. I want to see it growing on the inner thigh. I don't give a fuck.
Day in, day out, day out. All right. So anyway, who else is on this fucking list?
Oh God, so many people. Okay.
The list of men.
The list is long. So, okay, I was talking about how Miley Cyrus, I don't know if I mentioned this, Miley Cyrus was, at some point, a judge on The Voice.
You did mention that.
So was...
We're back to Miley Cyrus.
Blake Shelton. He still is, I think. Okay, but they do
this... Isn't that the dude who got shot at in fucking Las Vegas?
Did he?
Isn't that...
I don't know, he's a country singer.
Yeah. Or was it him or Jason Aldean?
I thought it was Jason Aldean.
Was it Jason Aldean? The fact that I know those names makes me really upset.
Sick.
Yeah.
No, but Blake Shelton. Okay, so they on The Voice, if you've ever watched it, they do these performances with the celebrity judges in the beginning.
Their backs are turned.
Well, before
that. Oh, and like when they like somebody, they hit it and they turn around.
That's the show. Exactly. That's what they do. But before all that, the judges do a performance because it's like Christina Aguilera.
She can sing.
She's amazing. Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Fuck him.
Awesome. He's a good singer.
I
hate their songs.
Sucks.
They suck now. Yeah. But so they do this performance and they showcase all these judges. Well, they used to do that, and then everybody would sing. You'd be like, yeah, they're awesome. And then Blake Shelton would sing, and you're just like, oh, is he even, like, making any sound into the microphone? Like, he just sucks so badly, and it's so frustrating to see these judges who are judging other people based on their vocal ability who have...
See, they should,
themselves have no vocal.
They should do the flip side of that show where they take, like, Scott Stapp from Creed, the Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, like, all these shitty dudes, and then, they, like, they get to pick
the
who's
worst
the worst
band
singer.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like those people that can't sing judging The Voice are like me judging a suntan contest. Like, it
doesn't
make any sense.
It's a visual gag.
I have no
gag
credentials.
Here. It's a visual gag here, folks, but Megan is quite pale.
I am the whitest white girl that's ever.
Hang on.
Like,
who's whiter?
Nope.
I'm whiter.
Well, Jeremy's more of like a pinkish hue.
That's the Jew in him.
But it's just me. It's always like, this was my life in high school. Like, let's compare who got bigger suntans. I went tanning in the tanning bed, and let's put our arms together and see who's tanner. Oh, Megan, put your arm... And
that
was
it,
always the
is
whitest
too
girl.
Is it soon to make a That's Why Schools Get Shot Up joke, or no?
Yeah.
Now that you've asked, yes.
Well, that was the point.
You've asked, hey, I made a school shooting reference. Everybody, let's clap for
Jordan. Hey, Paul, if you're listening, don't edit that out.
No, don't. Jordan's got to own
Paul.
It. Oh, I don't...
Who's Paul?
He's our producer.
Hey, Paul.
We do all... I don't give a shit. I've said a lot of things on here that I've fucking gone to court for, and I will continue to go to court for. I don't give a fuck.
There's that. Yeah, so it seems like you have a lot of hatred for these reality show people.
I do. Well... Somewhat. Like, it's a love-hate relationship because, like I said, I have a guilty pleasure watching these reality shows, so I love it in that respect. But the hatred does come from just their privileged asset, you know, their privilege and having these connections to other people that all the other talented people don't have.
You do realize who feeds into that, right? You have to look in the mirror. You're the one watching it.
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. I'm feeding into the cycle. I guess.
Do you enjoy the fact that you're watching these people and like, fuck them? Is that part of the appeal?
Do you sound like Satan when you do it?
Fuck them.
Probably. Yeah. Sure. I guess some of the negativity is like piques my interest when I'm watching these shows. Like, I mean, I watch this show just to hate on this bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's probably wrong.
Well, that's why Omarosa became a celebrity.
Oh, that's a name I've not heard
in
a long time.
Oh, man. Did she put out a record, too?
She did not, but she's on Celebrity
Who
Big
was
Brother.
She married to?
She was engaged to Michael Clark Duncan, and then he died, which was for the best.
Wait, who's Michael Clark Duncan?
Show me your hands, boss.
Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, that dude, the huge dude who died. Yeah,
he was great.
The actor.
Also, Whole Nine Yards, which is a great movie.
Oh, that's a fun movie.
That's a great
for
movie.
Sure.
Until the end.
Why?
Because it has too many denouements.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you expect? Like, do you expect Bruce Willis to, like, it's not a real mobster movie, so it's not like, no, fuck you, you're dead.
No, I expect them to actually have a fucking ending and not, like, five fake ones.
Alright, fair enough. So you didn't like, you weren't a fan of Lord of the Rings Return of the King, then?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't blame you.
I was sitting in the theater going, God damn it, end the fucking movie, I gotta pee.
And then you watch, and then if you ever watch the extended version, it's 4 hours long.
Yeah, and it's like...
It's 4 hours
long. You know what most of those endings are?
Shit.
Hugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need to watch people hug.
I don't know that I've ever seen any of those Lord of the Rings movies.
No, I'm that's not a side eye. I assure you. When Lord of the Rings Return of the King came out on DVD, I didn't work at Blockbuster yet. But a friend of mine did, and I was doing the foam fighting thing. So we did a demo outside Blockbuster while people came to get their pre-ordered copies of it. And I fought all goddamn day out in front of Blockbuster, and I couldn't move for like 3 days afterwards because it's the most I've 8 hours of fighting is more than I was used to.
Wait, what do you mean about fighting? Like literally like
with
fighting?
No, with fake swords and shit. We were
all dressed up
like characters from that world.
And I'm the gay one for liking musicals.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the gay one for liking to fight. Yes, that is exactly
fake fight. Let make that perfectly clear.
Is that
clear.
Like George Michael in Arrested Development when he has his like lightsaber and he's in his garage. No, like,
you ever seen the movie Role Models with Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay,
it's like
Barbie.
That, except...
Yes, okay.
That's exactly
except way more brutal.
Violent LARPing.
Yeah, it's more violent when we did it. Like I was missile.
Actual, like,
I was missile
drop.
Yeah, I was missile drop kicking people in the face on accident. I was aiming for their shield.
I can't imagine. I don't know what you looked like back then, but you trying to drop kick anybody, it's gonna only like you're gonna land at their thighs. So.
No, I used to be in shape.
What shape?
rail thin. But no,
because you did rails.
Yeah, that was part of... No, this was actually... I lost 90 pounds back in two...
He gained 50 of it back. Don't laugh.
I gained them all back.
That's all positive.
I gained them all back. It was in my late teens, early 20s. I went on a supplemented fast.
Yes.
And I kept that weight off for like 5 years. Then I got into a relationship and ballooned back up.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You'll have that.
Yeah. It was... too many potatoes. I was on, basically I was on Atkins, and that's how I kept the weight off.
Atkins. Remember the...
That's like all protein?
All protein, no carbs.
Lots of bacon. Just
lots of vegetables. Do you remember the Atkins vegetable soup that was like hugely popular in the 90s?
No, I never had that.
Oh, dude, my mom used to make, it was just like this big, it was just like this tomato-based stew of vegetables. And I remember we used to have to eat it, and I hated it back then, but she made it a few years ago, and I was like, oh, this is really good. But, yeah, it's like one of the big Atkins, like, recipes.
It sounds good. Atkins diet always just sounded like a heart attack. Because it's always like, you can eat all this protein and bacon and steak, but you're...
But you're supposed to eat vegetables, too. That's one of my pet peeves is fucking, like, fake vegetarians. Like, the ones who are like, my friend Jeff...
I eat pizza!
Well, yeah, Jeff was on the show and he talked about it.
Yeah.
My friend Jeff Russell was on the show and he was, what did he come to talk about?
Salads.
So, yeah.
I listened to that one just today.
When we talked about it and he was, he would eat, like, when he was vegetarian, he would eat mozzarella sticks and cheese pizza and never touched a vegetable. And it's like... You're not a vegetarian then. You're just an asshole who doesn't eat meat.
Right.
It's simple. It's very, very simple.
Right.
Jesus.
And I always think it's funny how, like, certain vegetarians are like, I don't do it. I don't eat meat because the cruelty to animals and blah, blah, blah. And then you ask them, like, do you eat fish? And they're like, yeah, I eat fish.
Fish don't have feelings.
Like, dude. The way we kill fish is the most cruel thing in the world. You hook them in their cheek, whatever, and then you just pack them in ice and suffocate them and freeze them to death. Like, it's the most torturous way to kill an animal, but vegetarians are like, I don't eat meat, but I'll eat fish. It's okay, but I don't like the cruelty to animals. But you're like, what the fuck?
So I don't know what you ate for dinner last night and for tonight.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not a vegetarian.
No,
I eat everything.
Fish do.
I eat
veal. I like meatballs.
I made a fish stew, and it turned out, like, because I had leftover sushi, so I just flash froze it, and ended up making a stew last night. Shit turned out. Well,
oh,
not
dude,
stew,
I saw his
chowder.
Instagram
yeah,
post.
Was,
yes.
Yeah, it's, it was.
It looked so good.
Great.
It looked
really
so good.
That's just me jerking off about cooking again, though. I'm just really good at it.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love good cooks.
If you look at the Instagram post, it looks like you were jerking off about good cooking.
Ew,
well,
because it's chowder! It's white. It looks like cum.
You guys are gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you not listened to the show before? This is what
I should have known.
Yeah, this is what we do.
We came who I was dealing with.
Yeah. So... Who else is on this this list of Megan?
Who just made the list?
Everybody. Okay, let's see. Who else? Okay, there's this thing of, well, this is like, I guess, past tense. But a lot of like actresses or actors will try to, at some point, release a single. And they're like, oh, I'm an actor, but I can also sing. Some can, some can't. So... I don't know if you guys remember Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I do remember
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Back in the day, all the horror movies, she was super hot, and she was an actress, and then she came out with a single,
and
she tried to be a pop star.
Ooh. I vaguely remember that.
It was the worst thing ever. She even, like, debuted it on some,
did you,
like,
but
big
did you
show.
Expect her to be good?
Oh, no, but I was just like, hoping, like, you have this huge platform of Jay Leno or whoever she was on. Like, maybe David Letterman was the late show that she was on.
I thought she was really, like, whoever she was blowing it.
No, but you have all these opportunities.
That's the Jennifer Love Hewitt single, everybody.
It's horrible. It's the worst thing ever.
So, when
Jennifer Love Hewitt. But yeah, I mean, do you expect, like, you can't expect those people to be good.
I don't know, but well, you, to some degree you can, because a lot of, you know, a lot of performers.
Only if you're smoking that shit.
Well, a lot of performers, you know, go into acting or musicals or singing or whatever, are also talented in other areas. Like, a lot of actors can actually sing. Like,
yeah.
They could have been on Broadway in musicals, but they were better. They pursued their acting career, so they can actually sing. But a lot of actors think that they can actually sing, and they can't. Jennifer Love Hewitt being one. The other person, similar to that, but far from it, not an actor at all, Paris Hilton? Okay, famous for nothing whatsoever. She's the worst.
She's, call it what it is. She's famous
sex
for
video.
A fuck tape.
Okay, right.
Which, by the way, horrible. She wasn't even good at that.
Talentless.
Yes.
Right, not even good at that. Talentless. She came out with a single, trying to be a singer and thinking she's so great, but...
Is this like a career trajectory that you're supposed to go on? Like, you get some accidentally famous and then you're supposed to release a single?
Yes. It must be a prerequisite. Like, oh, you've made it this far. Now let's put you in front of a microphone and see how you sing.
We should write that script.
It's
accidentally famous.
On purpose famous. That's how I do.
Something we'll never be. Yeah. On purpose famous. Yeah. We'll be infamous.
Yeah, on purpose infamous. Though. That's exactly it.
Alright, so what else?
So what about Steven Seagal?
Is he claiming to be a singer?
Oh, yeah. Steven Seagal demands that you take his singing career very seriously.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he was right in front of me and he was like, take my career seriously, I wouldn't tell him no. Because he'd break my fucking arm.
Are you serious? Okay, wait. I have a huge mental block between Steven Seagal and another Steven, and I can't remember who it is. Steven Seagal is like the dude who teaches every like actor on screen like combat and MMA and shit, right? Is that the guy?
I don't know if he teaches, because...
Who am I thinking
Steven
of?
Steven Seagal is...
Hard to Kill, Out for Justice, Marked for Death.
It's gotta be that guy.
He was... You might know who he is. He was he had a TV show where he was like... A real reality TV show where he was a sheriff. And he played like... not played, but he was technically... I'll pull up a picture of him.
I think I get him and... what the fuck is his face? Oh, Sylvester Stallone. Confused.
Okay.
But I know Steven Seagal is the guy who teaches the actors MMA and like special like kicks to knock out people and you know, on stage combat and things like that.
Isn't he like a weirdo fucking
Christian or something?
I didn't know he was like also a musical.
Yeah, he has a blues band that
is
he travels with.
Oh, go fuck yourself. No. George Carlin said it the best when like around the time when who was it, Bruce Willis and all those dudes. He's like these shitty, lame, white motherfuckers who get on stage and blow into a harmonica and think they're playing the blues. And he's like, you don't know what the fucking blues are. Like, none of those people are good at that.
No.
That's Steven Seagal, and I didn't realize that's probably definitely a wig these days.
Yeah. That's
Steven Seagal's gotten a bit hefty, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Hefty?
Not Lieutenant Hefty. Lieutenant Hefty is a goddamn saint.
Yeah, if you've ever seen our show abbreviated before, it's LTF.
Sure.
It's somebody pointed out, but I forget who it was. Was it AJ?
AJ Georgie.
Yeah, it was. Lieutenant Hefty. So if you ever hear any of our commercials on like the network and shit, like he came up with the idea for Lieutenant Hefty. And what was my character's name?
Sergeant Scumbag!
Yeah, Sergeant Scumbag.
Yeah.
Sir, yes, sir!
Alright, so I have a question about your list. Who on your list is not involved in reality TV?
Oh, okay, well, who didn't come from reality?
Right.
Okay, well, Miley Cyrus did not come from reality TV.
Well, Hannah Montana was a child actor, and that's kind of... kind of reality TV.
Okay, because
you're
right.
Watching their life fall apart in
she
front
was
of
on
your
the
eyes.
Disney Channel, though.
Yeah, I know. If you're a child actor, you're kind of a reality TV star because we're all waiting for you to fall apart.
Right. That's true. Okay, so one person I don't think we touched on yet, Gwen Stefani. Personally,
No doubt. I mean, Gwen Stefani as a pop star definitely has some jams. But
yeah,
like,
I don't hate all
like,
her music.
No, but like you have to understand, she comes from like ska and like a punk rock. Like she was never like, oh, I'm a beautiful
singer. I'm a
trained
singer.
Like Christina Aguilera, trained singer.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, not. No.
But she doesn't, like, try to pretend like she's this amazing
singer. I
swear
to God,
singer.
If you dog Madonna on this podcast...
No, I didn't have Madonna. Right. Actually, Madonna is incredible because... And she... I'm not, like, a huge fan of hers, but I heard that when she was Madonna, the pop star, she actually didn't know how to sing until she did Evita. And then when she did Evita, she made this... She went on this, you know, article, this interview that said... Oh my gosh, I didn't realize until I did Evita that I didn't know how to sing. I had to learn from scratch. I had to learn how to breathe properly, how to project properly, all these things for Evita. And she like really like became way better and she became
So don't cry for her.
No, I have nothing against Madonna. She's amazing. She's an amazing
business. All I wanted for my 29th birthday last year was Cher to listen to Madonna with me and he wouldn't do it.
Oh, I've never listened to Madonna though, so don't feel.
I do. I like Madonna.
You're not missing anything.
I had my like
strike a pose.
The girl that I dated in high school was really into Madonna, and I don't have to listen to it anymore. So
that's fine.
I don't have to listen to the Hot 9 at 9. I don't have to listen to Madonna. I don't have to.
On our cigarette break, I'm listening to Madonna.
I'm a huge fan, but I respect her for learning how to sing.
I grew up, my mom loved Madonna, so I like grew up listening to it. Just like my girlfriend gives me shit all the time for like liking certain Rod Stewart songs. Like I grew up listening to it. Like there's like a thing there, you know.
It doesn't have to be good. It's just your connection to it.
Like Rod Stewart's not a good singer.
No.
He sounds like shit.
Yeah.
So here's the big question then. How are people connecting to these bad singers? Because people aren't connecting to like the accidental fame. If people are buying this single, they're connecting to something. What is it?
God, a
pulsating beat.
I guess, right? The vapidity of it. I don't know. The lyrics are so just. I don't know how to explain. Not. Deep or whatever, you know, like the Katy Perry's of the world. And
I love
Miley's, it's just all generic, like, haha, Friday night, I went out with my girlfriends and I drank.
You know what song I really like? You know that?
So that appeals to little 14-year-old, 16-year-old.
That group Iconopop, that song, I Don't Care.
I don't know.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
That's a jam. It's a jam and a half.
Yeah.
No,
right.
I don't know who
you
the
can go to the
there.
Club and dance.
I mean, you won't catch me at the club. But, yes, you could do that, theoretically. I'll just listen to it in my apartment and jam out myself.
Right.
You know.
Well, guys, I have to cut this short because I just got a text from my producer, and they want me to go into the studio and record the next club banger called...
I look like Gigi.
Boom, boom, bap, 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 jizz.
I always knew Jeremy was the next club banger around. I always knew it.
Now, that is something you could pay me to go see. Because, like, if Jeremy was doing pop at like a club, that's like watching a drag queen do something. Like, I'm trying to think of something else compared to, like, a drag queen doing something. Because, like, it's like a punk rock hardcore dude going into the club to do pop. It's just you would get my money that way. That's something interesting. Miley Cyrus will never see a fucking dime from me.
Yeah,
you know, or you. It sounds like
you know who we.
No.
You know who we've seen dimes from? Our sponsors. Thank you very much to Brit Fox, X Fox Rocks on the Instagram and Snapchat. Thank you, Jess Falstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter. You can catch her podcast, the default setting. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Also nominated.
For
yes.
Comedically.
Woo! Jess Falstick.
Yeah.
Best
she's
rookie
on,
of the year.
She's on my network, The Default Setting. She releases every Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's a good show. We just put up a commercial for it.
We did. Because I was in studio with them Wednesday.
Yeah, I gotta get on her show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I had a lot of fun on it. Also, thanks to Play to the Stripper Herder, who is Play to the Stripper Herder, you ask. It is a blog chronicling one man's life in the strip club industry. It's playtostripperherder.blogspot.com. Megan, where can people find you online?
On all social media, I am at Megan Brautigam, Brautigam. It's German, so it's very long and confusing. But also, you can follow Comedically, Comedic, CLE, on all things social media.
I'm going to continue to call it Comedic CLE, because I am a big CLE instead of CLE person. I don't know why. It's just who I am as a person. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Miley Cyrus analogs as much as Megan Brautigam.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.